Today we celebrate a great feast and a blessed feast for each and every one of us because it is the feast of our own guardian angel. That's something that many of us maybe don't even think about. Ask yourself, when's the last time you actually talked to your guardian angel? When's the last time you even thought about the fact that you have a guardian angel? For many people, it never even crosses their mind. Guardian angels, they think, are for kids. We hear about that in the gospel, the little ones who their angel is looking at the face of God, of our Lord's Heavenly Father. And so we think, oh, it's for children, it's not for me. It's for all of us. Every one of us has a guardian angel. And that angel, amazingly, chose us. He wasn't just assigned to us. Your angel chose you. Now, some of us, we'd have to wonder about the intelligence of our angel if they've chosen us. But nonetheless, the fact is that our angel chose us. Your angel has been with you from the moment that you were conceived. Your angel will be with you every single instant of your entire life. He never leaves you. He is also, of course, looking at God face to face because an angel is wherever he is doing his work. And so he can be looking at God face to face and he can be right here with you right now. And how grateful that he is that you are right here right now at Mass, worshiping the Lord, being able to receive our blessed Lord in Holy Communion. But how grateful we have to ask ourselves, am I to my angel? Your angel is there to help you. There is a battle that goes on the spiritual level that most of us are completely unaware of. Your angel is fighting it for you. He's there to protect you. He's there to help you. Now, we could all look throughout our lives and say, well, where was my angel when this happened or that happened or whatever it might be? We have to remember that our angels are there, number one, to do the will of God. God wants only what is the very best for us, and so our angel isn't going to stop something that's going to be what's best. We might not think it's the best, but God does. And if that's what God's will is, then that's exactly what he's going to do. And the angel will cooperate with that. Always remember the story of Padre Pio when he was getting beat up by the demon. And he looked up and he could see his guardian angel, and the angel's just sitting up there on the ceiling smiling at him. It's like, what are you doing? And I'm getting all beat up and you're just sitting up there smiling at me? It's because the angel knew this was God's providence. First, for Padre Pio, he allowed it to happen, rather than blocking it and stopping it. So trust your angel. He's there to help you. He's doing all kinds of things that you're absolutely unaware of, but he wants to do even more. But because we have a free will, he will not force himself on us. He will not do things that we don't ask him to do necessarily. And so we need to pray to our angel. And we need to be so grateful to our angel. To think that in God's providence, that there is actually an angel that is assigned to each and every one of us. And there is an angel that's assigned to everything. Every country has a guardian angel. Every city has a guardian angel. Every planet has a guardian angel. All these, you know, but, you know, so some star out there has an angel watching over it. Big deal. We've got an angel watching over us. And what's an angel doing out there in outer space just keeping everything going around? We give our angels a lot to have to deal with. And so how grateful we have to be for that gift. And today, celebrate it in a particular way because this is your angel's feast day. And because of that, in essence, it is your feast day in a particular way. So what a glorious day it is for us today. Not only being a first Saturday, but being the feast of our guardian angel. So strike up a relationship with your angel if you've totally forgotten that you even have one. Number one, you do have one. Number two, he's right with you right now. as he is, as I said, at every single instant of your life. He never, ever leaves you. So talk to him, pray to him, ask him for guidance, ask him for help, ask him for enlightenment, whatever it is that you need. Again, he's not there to be your personal slave so you can snap your finger and tell him to do this or that. He's there to help us spiritually. And if we're asking for that spiritual help, he's going to be there to help us. They are phenomenal what they will do for us if we will open ourselves to allow it. So again, he's not going to force himself. He's there. He's going to be fighting the spiritual fight, but you have to open yourself up to be able to allow him to do more. That's where our free will comes in. So pray to him. Open your heart. Let him lead you. What your angel wants more than anything is for you to grow in holiness and ultimately to get to heaven. That will be the great day of rejoicing for your angel when mission is accomplished and we actually get into heaven. Think about it. That is something which is absolutely impossible for us to do by ourselves. So by God's grace, yes, we can do it, but he's given us some help along the way. And that's what our angel is there to do, to make us saints, help us grow in holiness, ultimately to get to eternal life.